Alisa Ely backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with Ruben from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who's here playing the festival. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by. What are your thoughts so far on the festival?
I haven't really seen any of it, but last night we came in and we saw a little bit of Courtney Barnett's set, and it seemed pretty wild. I've never been here before, so I've only heard a lot about it. So it's I don't know. I haven't got an opinion yet, except like it's big and crazy, like everyone says it is.
What have you heard?
I actually heard that it was going to be a lot dustier and that I should get myself a mask. And I bought a mask in Beijing, and I forgot to bring it, and I was really bummed. But it's actually not dusty, really. It's just a sunny farm.
Like what kind of mask? Like one of those theater masks that
up? You know, like a dust mask? Because in Beijing and Shanghai, people always have those masks on because it's like really smoggy and stuff. But I really like wearing the mask. I like an excuse to wear one of those masks because it's like, it's kind of cool. I don't know why, actually. I think it's just because, like, you know, because if you're walking around a city, it's like smelly and like there's smog everywhere and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
I like the idea of you wearing like a dance theater, those weird funky masks.
What you mean, like, I'm not sure, quite sure what you're talking about. Do you mean like those weird like devil masks and stuff like that?
Or like a Phantom of the Opera mask.
Oh yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
All right, that would make sense. All right, so you've got an excellent new record. Congratulations. It's one of my favorite records out right now. I multi-love it. Are you sick of that?
Huh? No, nobody said that yet. I think maybe people tweeted it and stuff, but not. Nobody said that yet.
So I was reading about your process, and you said that the writing for this record was a little bit different, and a good lyric was something that didn't quite sit right. What did you mean by that?
I don't know. I just had these... Because on the last record, the first line on the album was "Isolation can put a gun in your hand," and every review and everybody was always mentioning it, and interviews they would always ask me about that line and stuff. And then I was thinking, like, what's so great about that line? Like, why is that line particularly the one that people talk about? And so I tried to make every line on the new album like some have whatever it was that made that line kind of quotable or made people like ask me what it was about. And so I was looking for this kind of hard to define kind of quality to what I was writing, where it wasn't like somebody would say, "What's that about?" and I could talk about it for a long time. Every line I could like pull apart for a long time. So I wanted it to be really dense like that because of I wanted it to be like really good for Rap Genius, where you could have like every line could be like pulled apart and all the references in it. Like, you know, I talk about like places and places that are real, like restaurants where things happen to me, so there's like a story behind like every single thing. So kind of get a lot of mileage out of the record. If people still liked it in a couple of years, there'd be always be something more that I could talk about, you know, because I put a lot of thought into it and stuff. Yeah,
clearly. I think the lyrics are brilliant, and I will try not to ask you any more questions about lyrics, because you just said you kind of want things to be a little bit vague, so that's fine. I also quite enjoy your accent. Where does it go when you sing?
I just kind of put on whatever accent is sonically the most appropriate. Like sometimes I sing in my own accent a little bit, and sometimes I sing in more like maybe a British accent, and sometimes I'm singing more American accent. But it just depends on the line. I just take liberties with it. I'm not like a, you know, like we were watching Courtney Barnett last night, and she just sings in her Australian accent, you know. That's kind of funny, but like funny and cool. But I don't like, I'm just like kind of, if I, and sometimes like if it's more appropriate to sing in an American accent, then sometimes I just sing in my New Zealand accent. Like I'll drop an R or whatever at the end of an R&B kind of line, because... just because, I don't know, it's because it's more interesting, because you would never hear like an R&B person maybe sing it in that particular accent. So I just like mess around with it all the time.
Do you do a lot of accents when you're not singing?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah. Yeah. I had when I was growing up, I had a group of friends that we would always do like impressions of each other and other people. And that was a big thing. So I don't know.
Can you give me your best impression right now?
What would be, what would, what, like what?
Like what you feel like your best impression, like can you do like Arnold Schwarzenegger or like what?
I can do like, oh my God, like Brooklyn, like just at a, like a new, it's like a new American place. And there's like, they have like burgers and stuff, are like fancy burgers. I can do a little bit like that thing. I don't know if that's good or not, but that makes me laugh the most at the moment.
You're not imitating me, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Good thing. Oh my gosh. All right. So I wasn't sure about that, but either way, I'm happy.
No. I'm not doing.
I'll just ask you a couple of more like audio questions really quickly. I know that I read something about you rejiggering a bunch of stuff in your studio. Did you like rebuild some old synths and stuff?
Yeah, I did. I was buying a bunch of broken stuff for like no money on Craigslist and seeing if I could fix it. And then I was really amazed because like I was actually getting some success with it, and I was fixing things and they were starting to come back to life. So I started to use them on the record a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Can you fix me?
Fix you. I can fix people. I was saying this the other day. I was like, I was thinking if I didn't do music anymore, I'd probably like get into some kind of therapy or something. I think I would be good at that.
Okay, great. There's a couch right here. I've got a really strange dream I want you to tell me about.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Ruben. Unknown Mortal Orchestra has been our guest here on Radio Bonnaroo. Thanks so much.
Thank you.